Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 59, Scene 5, The Parijata Flower Incident. After the releasing of the 16,000 princesses, Lord Krishna and Satyabhama entered Amaravati, the capital city of the heavenly planet, and immediately entered the palace of King Indra and his wife, Shachi Devi, who welcomed them. Krishna then presented Indra with the earrings of Aditi. When Krishna and Satyabhama were returning from the capital city of Indra, Satyabhama remembered Krishna's promise to give her the plant of the Parijata flower. Taking the opportunity of having come to the heavenly kingdom, Satyabhama plucked a Parijata flower and kept it on the back of Garuda. Once, Narada had taken a Parijata flower and had presented it to Krishna's senior wife, Srimati Rukmini Devi. And on account of this, Satyabhama developed an inferiority complex. She also wanted a flower from Krishna. Krishna could understand the competitive womanly nature of his co-wives, and so Krishna smiled. He immediately asked Satyabhama, "Why are you asking for only one flower? I would like to give you a whole tree of Parijata flowers." Actually, Krishna had purposely taken his wife, Satyabhama, with him so that she could collect the Parijata with her own hand. But the denizens of the heavenly planet, including Indradev, became very irritated, for without their permission, Satyabhama had plucked a Parijata plant, which is not to be found on this earth planet. Indra, along with other demigods, offered opposition to Krishna and Satyabhama for taking away the Parijata plant. But in order to please his favorite wife, Satyabhama, Krishna became determined and adamant, so there was a fight between the demigods and Krishna. As usual, Krishna came out victorious and triumphantly brought the Parijata plant, chosen by his wife, to this earth planet, to Dwaraka. And after this, the plant was installed in the palace of Satyabhama. On account of this extraordinary tree, the garden house of Satyabhama became extraordinarily beautiful. As the Parijata plant came down to this earthly planet, the fragrance of the flower also came down, and so the celestial swans also migrated to earth in search of its fragrance and honey. King Indra's behavior towards Krishna was not very much appreciated by great sages like Shukadeva Goswami. Out of his causeless mercy, Krishna had gone to the heavenly kingdom, Amaravati, just to present King Indra with his mother's earrings, which had been lost to Bauma Asura. And Indra had been very glad to receive them. But when a flower plant from the heavenly kingdom was taken by Krishna, Indra offered to fight with Krishna. This was self-interest on the part of Indra. Indra had offered his prayer, tipping down his head to the lotus feet of Krishna. But as soon as his purpose was served, Indra became a different creature. That is the way of the dealings of materialistic men. Materialistic men are always interested in their own profit. For this purpose, they can offer any kind of respect to anyone, but when their personal interest is over, they are no longer friends. This selfish nature is not only found among the richer class of men on this planet, but is present even in personalities like Indra and other demigods. Too much wealth makes a man selfish. A selfish man is not prepared to take to Krishna consciousness and is condemned by great devotees like Shukadeva Goswami. In other words, possession of too many worldly riches is a disqualification for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Thus ends Chapter 59, Scene 5, The Incident of the Parijata Flower. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Mahaprabho Kirtana Mritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasora Sena Romancha Kampasru Taranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasora Sena Romanchakam Pasru Taranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing and playing musical instruments, the spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind, sometimes his hair stands on end. Sometimes he feels quivering in his body, and sometimes tears flow from his eyes like waves. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The following is a note from the Vaishnava Acharyas on this section. It is well known that material wealth and power tend to produce arrogance, and thus an opulent life can often be the royal road to hell.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.